Just one halakha, the laws of Shabbat. Question is there an inyan for the ladies to bake halot, to prepare to make halot on Erev Shabbat? Or can they rely on just going to the local bakery and buying halot? Is there a special inyan for them to bake the halot? Well, the Rama in Siman Resh Mem Bet writes as follows: V'nohagim lalush kedesh yur halab bebayit la'asot mem lehamim libsoa aleim b'Shabbat v'Yom Tov v'hu mechibot Shabbat v'Yom Tov v'en l'shanot. The Rama clearly writes that there is a minhag for the ladies to knead the dough in the house to make bread lechibot Shabbat and Yom Tov. He says that that's considered Kabod Shabbat and Yom Tov. The Kafahim over here writes that he brings a proof from this that we see in Masechet Ta'anit, that although the wife of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa did not have firewood in order to fuel her oven, but it says she went an Erev Shabbat and she lit the oven, even though she didn't have any, let's say, food, bread to put in it, but it's mentioned that there was a minhag on Erev Shabbat, at least to have the oven working for the bread that they were baking. And Dafka, the Gemara says over there, she did it on Erev Shabbat. As the Kafayim brings that story in Resh Mem Bet Siv Katan Chav Bet. In any event, he says that there's another reason why there's inyan to bake on Erev Shabbat, because one is supposed to really have Pat Yisrael on Shabbat. One should not eat Pat Baltar Shel Goyim. For example, there's some people that are not careful. They buy, for example, pitot. And they buy the pita from, let's say, kosher bread, but not from Jewish bakery. There's some brands that are kosher, but not Pat Yisrael. And therefore, the Rama is telling us one of the reasons why the lady is supposed to bake herself, so the bread that you'll eat on Shabbat will be Pat Yisrael. One should not rely on eating Pat Paltash Goyim on Shabbat especially. Another reason is because the Mitzvah Halah, the Kafahim brings down that since when Hava sinned, so it says she ruined Halatosh al-Olam, Adam Rishon is considered the Halah, the choice of the world, she ruined them as a result of the sin, she caused them to be punished, so therefore the tikkun for that is, on Erev Shabbat she takes Halah from the bread. So there's many reasons over here. Number one, lichbot Shabbat to make the challah. Number two, so it'll be Pat Israel. Number three, in order that she could take challah. So for many reasons, one should really be mahmir lichatahira for the wives to bake the bread on Erev Shabbat, lichbot Shabbat, and to take the challah, as was mentioned. That being said, Hakam Yitzhak Yosef in a sefer called Yalkut Yosef called Torah on page Kuf Yud Dalid, he also quotes from the Biur Halakha in Resh Mem Bet that says the Ba'avonot Rabbim, this is the Hafetz Chaim talking, Hayom itchilu eze nashim lehashbita min hagahu velokhim min haofe velav shapir abde the maktinim bazeh kebod Shabbat. So the Biur Halakha, the Chafetz Chaim also didn't like this, that they're going to the bakeries. He held it's taking away from the Kabod Shabbat. They should do it themselves. So he wants to write over here to find favor for the people. So he says that today that the bread that are sold in the bakery is baked Lichbod Shabbat. It's a special shape. It's not just the regular bread that you're buying. So therefore, could be the main reason for baking the bread is Kabod Shabbat. You have special bread. So this is a special bread. But still, even he comes out, one should try to be makpid, the ladies especially, to bake the bread themselves to get all the benefits that we mentioned above. Number one, it's kavod, they're doing it themselves. Number two, it's Pat Yisrael. And number two, there was a big inyan, they're able to take the mitzvah of halah. We should note, the Kafahim says here in this siman, in siman, Siv Katan Chafheh, or actually Chavav. Gam tov li zaher, kisheochel pat shel mi she'eno muhzak bekashrut, sheyafrish memenu hala kodem sheyochlenu, ubefrat bepat baltat shlo pa'amim enam zehirim lafish hala. sometimes a person goes to somebody's house, let's say, and they make fresh bread. Let's assume today that the bakery, since they have a mashkiach, so the mashkiach is making sure that the bakeries take challah. So we can assume that by the kosher bakeries. But let's say you go to somebody's house, a lady's a tzaddikah, she bakes the challah, the chmot shabbat, whatever it is. She doesn't know the law of challah. She doesn't know you have to take out challah. It's a sur to eat from his bread. So he says, if you go to somebody's house and you're misupak, if they took challah or not, you should separate a little from the bread that you're eating in order to put it on the side for the sake of challah. You are allowed to take challah even after it's baked. Supposed to take a look at challah before it's baked. So therefore, a person has to be careful. It's not enough just to have kosher ingredients. So you say, what's in bread? Flour and water. Doesn't matter. You have to go make sure that the person who's making the bread takes the challah. So again, look at challah. We should go back to the old minhag of baking bread, lechbot Shabbat, on Erev Shabbat. The lady should follow the minhag and make enough of it to take the challah. But that being said, if they're lenient to go in the bakeries, like I said, the Yakut Yosef does bring down on page Kuf Yudal, in Kol Torah, that there is room to be a mikhen.